From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. California has the highest number of LGBTQ elected officials in the country, and following Tuesday night's primary, at least 10 more advanced in November or won their race outright. As Capital Public Radio's Randall White explains, three of the candidates could make history.
Democrat Katie Hill came in second to challenge Republican incumbent Steve Knight for Congressional District 25 in Los Angeles and Ventura counties. A win would make her the first openly bisexual congresswoman from California. Elliot Imsey is with the Victory Fund, a group that supports LGBTQ candidates. He says Hill represents a shift in the types of districts where these candidates are now openly running.
So a candidate like Katie is incredibly exciting because we do not have that many openly bisexual LGBTQ elected officials anywhere in the nation, but especially in districts that voted for an anti-LGBTQ person just one election cycle ago.
Democrat Ricardo Lara would become the first openly gay person elected to statewide office in California should he win his bid for insurance commissioner in November. He's up against former state insurance commissioner, Republican turned no party preference, Steve Poistner. In Sacramento, I'm Randall White.
Well, California's legal marijuana policies are changing. Starting Wednesday, businesses only need one license to sell both medical and recreational pot. Capital Public Radio's Sam Akiola has more.
Previously, business owners had to acquire and pay for two separate licenses. The State Health Department's Manufactured Cannabis Safety Branch says they changed the rule over concern that the separate processes would constrain the newly regulated market and discourage medicinal business. For businesses that requested two licenses already, the state will treat the recreational application as the primary and combine the total revenue of both licenses to determine the fee. Products with more than 1,000 milligrams of THC are considered for medical use only and must be labeled as such by the manufacturer. In Sacramento, I'm Sammy Kayola.
Find more on these stories and others at krcb.org, and you'll find a complete list of election results there as well. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.